Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to...
Wait, what are we stacking on?
Oh, if you know, you know.
Turtle chips.
Sweet corn. Sweet corn. Sweet corn. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
안녕하세요. Welcome to the pod. We're your hosts, Lois.
And Irene.
And we also have a drink with us today.
Yes, represent.
We might do a quick ASMR moment with this one.
Let's try. If we can get it.
Both our nails are like too long.
That pop.
Ooh, okay, a quick. How do you like
wow,
it?
This is delicious.
It's good, right?
Yeah, I need some when I go home.
This is Jinsa, everybody.
Wow. Another, I didn't even know I like ginseng. Wow.
Another AAPI small business.
Woo-hoo. We love to support.
Yeah, this is actually really good. So it's like, you know, ginseng. So like Asians love ginseng, which is like a herbal root. Oh my God. Am I so wrong for saying that? It's like a root, right?
Don't ask me.
Okay. Anyway, it's like people, like Koreans take it in like the concentrated form. But it's like really strong and bitter. But this brand, like, they figured out a way to make it like, I don't
light,
know, it's good.
Airy and good. Yeah.
And it's like a sparkling kind of like drink. And it's sweetened with honey. That's what I really like. So it's low in sugar and it's like naturally sweetened. So
dude, I could down this whole thing in like 5 minutes. So
I
good.
Actually really love it.
Okay. You got to share one more when I go home.
Okay. All right. So today, we're going to be talking about dating culture.
My favorite topic.
Oh. So a few episodes ago, we talked about like kind of briefly about like dating culture, because that's a big part of like what you're living right now. For me, I don't know too. I mean, I know enough from the stories that I get, but I don't know personal experience of like dating culture right now. But I still have, I guess, my opinions and stuff.
Lucky.
I know. I wanted to get into it. But I guess for context, Irene is the expert on dating. Or at least you're living it right now. You have firsthand experiences.
Unwillingly, I am. Unwillingly.
You have firsthand experiences. I married my high school sweetheart. We'll get into my story one day in the future.
The details.
But so I personally don't have like Hinge experience. Like I don't know what it's like to be on a dating app. I don't know what dating culture is like right now, or like how to go about dating culture right now. Like, or at least like I've never gone through it.
Yeah.
It's weird because people ask me for advice sometimes and I'm like, I don't know what I, you know what I mean?
Well, once we educate you today, I'm curious to see your opinions on certain things.
Yeah, I have so many questions and I have so many.
It's a full-time job and education piece. So we're educating you today, Lois.
Yes, yes. I mean, I just want to get into it. Like, let's just get into the apps, right? Because I think last time in an episode, we talked about how, like, there's so many rules and it's not official rules. There's no guidebook or whatever, but there's so many unspoken rules. Like, what are some things that come to mind that you, like, my mind cannot.
Okay. Put yourself in single girl shoes. Okay. You're opening your phone.
Yeah.
You, first things you got to do is you got to pick your pictures. Okay.
Oh yeah. You gotta
so when you pick your
picture, profile,
yes.
Right?
When you pick your pictures, it can't just be any pictures. Okay. Sometimes people think group photos are great because they're like, oh, like, look, I'm having fun. I'm so personable. But like, who are you? Which one are you? You know? So that's like a thing to consider. But at the same time, you also do want a group photo that has just enough people, but not too many. So people are like, okay, she or he has friends. Okay. Another photo recommendation is you doing an activity. Like, oh, okay, she's adventurous.
Okay, who's recommending stuff? These things though?
Okay, low-key, I gotten my tips recently from a friend of mine. If you're watching this, you know who you are. But she saw a TikTok where a girl reviews dating app profiles.
Oh, really? That's so funny.
And kind
of
educates people. Yeah. Oh. She educates people on how you can make it better.
Okay.
So through multiple reviews of these videos, she kind of came up with her own list.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
this is a word of mouth. Mm-hmm. This is like telephone. I'm telephoning the information.
Okay, so like this is just like what people like, yes, kind of like, oh, these are what people, this is what people are saying. Yes. This is what you should change, yes, your photo. That's so good.
Oh, and this is a fun one. Okay. So once you establish your photos, like, you know, a nice one, maybe with your pet, because that's a conversation starter, mm-hmm, you know, a group photo, a nice picture of yourself. Let's say you got all that figured out, right? There are six options, mm-hmm, that you need to import. Uh-huh. Next one is, this is something that I think could be true. I don't know if it is, uh-huh, but you got to treat it so like your the algorithm's in your favor. So like, you know how we put like preferences, uh-huh, like, okay, like height, uh-huh, religion, uh-huh, you know,
like drinking, wants kids or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. All those, uh-huh, kind of play into favor of like the app. So like, the less information that they know about you, the more options you're provided that are more your style. Because let's say that, like, you explain your taste to a T to the, mm-hmm, app, and you know, every like you give, it's, mm-hmm, like data for the app. So then the whole point is they want you to pay money now.
Right.
So,
right,
like, they're going to put the best people behind a paywall.
Right.
Which in Hinge is roses. You have to give a rose. You only get one a week. Okay.
That's free.
That's free.
Okay.
Any extra you have to pay for.
Wait, so what is a rose? Like, because you can like people, right? But a, yes, rose is different.
Yeah. So like on the app, like you know, left is a no, right is a yes. It's just, uh-huh, your regular feed. Uh-huh. But there's a separate page of standouts.
Okay.
Where I don't know what it means, but I'm thinking like they're popular amongst your area, and like to get their attention, you need to, okay, like send this rose.
Maybe a lot of people are swiping right on this,
yeah,
person.
Or it's like the app thinking that you're gonna like them, so they're gonna put it behind a paywall.
I see.
So then you only get one a week, but like you get like a handful of people.
Uh huh.
So like you gotta be kind of choosy, yeah, right? Yeah. So then you're like, okay, which one? Because you don't want to spend money, maybe. Yeah. And then you send it into the ether, you know, and it. You don't even know if they're going to see it or not. Mm. And maybe they do and they just reject. I've done, okay, that a couple times. I'm sorry. Wow. But yeah, there's a whole philosophy. It's called Dating Science 101.
Okay, this is crazy because it's like there's dating, like actual physical going on a date, yeah, and then all these rules that we'll also, yeah, get into. But
no,
then,
this is the pre.
That's what I'm saying. That's pre. Crazy that like there's this because, and it's, mm-hmm, so technical. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, I think because you're in social media, mm, and you're, like, all up in the algorithm stuff that you're, mm-hmm, aware of this. And, mm-hmm, it's kind of, like, fun probably also for you to kind of, like, like, or, like, it's something you're aware of. Not everyone gets on an app and it thinks algorithm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's, like, something you're aware of. So it's, mm-hmm, actually something that you can kind of, like, play into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, that's so crazy that that's like so much to like even think about.
Yeah, it's like, I have my personal.
We're getting this technical, you know what, yeah, I mean? This strategic.
But then I have my personal life. I have work. Mm-hmm. This is another full-time job that I didn't willingly sign up for. So I'm like, where is my payment that's for all so this time crazy. And energy?
Like,
yeah,
man. I mean, what then at this point is the appeal to stay on apps?
Exactly. I think it's losing its appeal now because, okay for example, like when Hinge first came out, it was known to be like, you know, Tinder was for like hookups and for, right, fun. Hinge was supposed to be more serious. Uh-huh. But many years have passed now since it first came out. Mm-hmm. So it's becoming like a new version of Tinder, mm-hmm, where now people are going back into this other app called CMB, which is Coffee Meets Bagel. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like one of the OGs,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
with Bumble and stuff, mm-hmm, but like that's still considered a serious one. And yeah, a Hinge is like more playful, like more Tinder 2.0.
Really?
Which is kind of sad because, uh-huh, you know, earlier on, I felt like I had some really solid matches, question mark. Uh-huh. But now it's like a barren wasteland, you know? And I know all my TikTok girlies who are in a similar boat, mm-hmm, feel this way, mm-hmm, because the people they be showing you, you, mm-hmm, know, they be interesting, mm-hmm, you know, you're like, oh, and then you start to have self-doubt,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and like think about your own like self. Uh-huh. I'm like, is this, yeah, all that's out, yeah, there? And you start questioning a lot of things. So it's a whole spiral.
Right. Okay. Real cue. So what apps are you on right now or mm-hmm. have been on recently?
I'm a tried and true Hinge girl, okay? Okay.
But you've been on Coffee Meets Bagel before.
I have.
Have you been bouncing back and forth with Coffee Meets Bagel?
So I re-downloaded it like the other week because my friend who is recently single again, she like was like, oh, I'm getting a lot of matches. Mm-hmm. And like, fun fact. TV. Yeah, fun uh-huh. fact. Someone I went on a date with, uh-huh. she also matched with.
Oh, okay.
This date I went on, I was an hour late. I know it's my fault. You know, he was a great guy. I had no complaints. But I think the hour lateness was to my detriment. But she matched with that guy. Oh. But we were just kicking because uh-huh. I was like, oh my gosh, like when your mutuals have same matches as you, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But anyways, so she went back on it. And I was like, okay, let me turn it back on. I don't know what kind of luck she's having because it's not transferring over here. Mm. So I downloaded it and deleted it. So they say Hinge is supposed to be the app that's supposed to be deleted.
Oh, that's like their slogan, right?
Yeah. Mm. And I haven't deleted it yet. So can we hurry it up?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you've been on CMB. So right now you consider yourself a Hinge girly, but
yes.
Would you also say like you've had the most positive like experience with Hinge compared to, have you been on Bumble before? Bumble's like the girls app, right?
I don't believe in their mission. I respect it, you know, but I still like it when guys approach first. So I politely decline.
So Bumble is, how does Bumble work though? Like,
so basically I love how woman forward it is. So basically, you know how like, guys are supposed to chat you first, mm-hmm. mostly. I guess girls look for that. Mm-hmm. But then Bumble, the founder, I think, wants to put the power back into the woman's hands. Mm-hmm. So actually, like, let's say a guy and a girl match there. Mm-hmm. The convo doesn't start until the girl sends something.
Okay, so the guy still can like you first, mm-hmm. but then...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She like has the girl to has message. To approve. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. She has to message and say something.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've been on there, but okay. That's my understanding.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But you still feel like you've had the most, like, best experience on Hinge?
I wouldn't say best.
Okay.
I would say tolerable.
Okay.
Not by choice.
Okay.
Forced. Okay. Yes.
What are some other like unspoken rules you can think of when it comes to like the apps or even first dates?
Yeah.
Like,
so it's funny because I've kind of moved away from these, but a lot of my girlfriends will never send a rose. That's too much. That's a no.
Okay.
And when they match with someone, they never respond. Like, send the first message.
Oh, like they wait for the guy.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So there's all these, like, mm-hmm. who makes the move?
But I've broken those since, because I used to be that girl too. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Yeah. And in my own hands, it's still failing. So maybe I should go back. But there's those things too. Okay. And then, like, another layer to this is like, you do all this work, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You go on a date once, silenced, mm-hmm. ghosts, not a peep.
Yeah.
And then you have to repeat the cycle over and over again. And it's just, I think, I don't know about other cities, and give me your opinion too, but I feel like LA is just a hard place to date. Like, there has to be some science behind it, because how can it be this difficult? It's my qualm of the century.
I mean, I feel like that's a universal problem. I don't even know,
like, what is in the water? Anyone out there, our
the
audience,
sewage water in LA,
please. I thought there was supposed to be a lot of fishes in the sea, you know, for us to pick from. I don't think I've seen much.
The LA river has been drying up. There's no more river.
I think we need more water flowing.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, what's like the expectation, or I guess it really depends, but like after a first date, mm-hmm. like, would you like to hear by the end of the date, like,
yes.
oh, I really I loved hanging out with you, like, I'd mm-hmm. love to do this again? Or is it more like, are you cool with like, okay, bye, like, like, I'll text you, and then they text you. Like, you know what I mean? What's the kind of, like, hope or the expectation?
You know, when I was more naive, I thought in my younger years, like, oh, yeah, like, we'll text each other, like, you know, like, have a good night, you know? That's code for that was the last time we'll see each other, right? Most of the time. Oh. Because if a guy was interested, they would say something like, I really had a good time. Would love to see you again. So now I love when people do that because it's more straightforward. Uh-huh. But I think when I was like naive, I was like, oh my God, butterflies. Like, what's going to happen next? Uh-huh. But now I just like directness.
Yeah.
So I would say if a date went well, like initiation for a part two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. But like saying it at the end of the date.
Yeah. Or at least texting it by the end of the night or the next day. Like not leaving too much room for like questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has a guy ever like after a first date like said like, oh, I'd love to see you again. Mm-hmm. And then doesn't text you for a few days but eventually does text you? Has that ever happened?
I'm sure it has in my past, but I actually have a recent story. Uh-huh. I was traveling recently and while I was traveling, I matched with someone. And he was like, hey, I'm traveling for work in Atlanta, but like, would love to grab dinner on Monday, which is in a couple days. Mm-hmm. But after he said that, I sent a question back, haven't heard a peep. And like, okay, this is like where I feel like I'm changing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Younger me would be like, yeah, like if he messages me on Monday saying like, let's go on a date, like I would probably go on that date. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, bro, you didn't talk to me for like a couple of days, and then if you expect this date to still happen, I'm not really feeling it. Mm-hmm. Like you should have been vocal, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's where I'm putting boundaries now. But before I'd be like, yeah, I'll take anything, you know. Mm-hmm. And on that topic, I know a lot of the girlies out there have different opinions, but I was a big bill splitter before, so I don't know if you know what that is.
Yeah.
So.
When you were a big bill splitter, like you,
like I would, with my dates, I'd be like, hey, like, want me to like, because you know, as a feminist or like, you know, you want to be like, I can cover myself, like, I don't really need you to have energy. So you offer.
So even if the guy was like, oh, okay, this one's on me, or I got this, you would be like, oh no, like,
yeah, but then I would hope that they like are like, no,
like still secretly hope, okay,
Not that we can't for ourselves. Yeah, I think it's just the action. Uh-huh. But I realized in my dating history, if you will, I've often split the bill. Oh, and I thought that was me being like considerate and sweet and like, oh my gosh, she's like a good one, right? Yeah. And then I saw a TikTok where like a guy was like, if I ever have a daughter, I'm never going to have them date a bill splitter. So now, from this day, what day is it right now? August 2nd? Forward, no bill splitting for me, please. Wow.
Has a guy ever on a date asked you, like off the bat, want to split the bill?
After the meal. The check is going to come and you're like, hey, you want to split this?
Yeah. Oh, that's like, so you have been on dates where they're like, hey, you want to split this?
Or I kind of like suddenly, I'm like, should we split this? And they're like, yeah. You know? And I'm like, okay. Yeah. What's your opinion on bill splitting?
I was just going to ask you, like, because, like, part of me is, like, what if the guy is feeding into, like, oh, I don't want to, like, devalue her, like, independence kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I know it gets tricky, but it's, like, maybe he had the intention of paying for the meal in full.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you say like, oh, like, let's split it, maybe he's catering to you that like he doesn't want to make you feel small or less than. And then
it's tough because, okay.
I mean, I'm not justifying it. I personally would prefer like not bill splitting. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to put it in the shoes of if I were to go on a date again for the first time, whatever, that I would prefer and feel more like, oh, like. If he was like, oh, I got this, then I'd be like, yes, sir. But I just wonder sometimes if there might be good intention behind a guy like being open to bill splitting. You know what I mean?
I think that's like 10% maybe. But I think the hard part is like in that, like I'm not expecting them to pay for every single minute. It's just the beginning stages where I realize like those actions, it's not about the money per se, but it's about showcasing that like they're a provider. Mm-mm. And not to say I can't hold my own, but there was one time, I'm going to give a stupid example, so please do not judge me. A date of mine like treated me out to omakase, and when I looked at the menu price, I was like, oh, this is too much. Yeah. Like, I'm not used to that. So like, we can just go off the regular menu. And he was like, no, it's fine. And when I got treated, I was like, oh, whoa. That was like the first time I've like been treated up to that caliber. Mm. And I was like, wow, have I been expecting less up to this point? Mm. Where it was kind of like a wake-up call of like, I'm sure like I could have asked for more in certain situations, but I just didn't, because maybe I just didn't think that I was worthy enough in those situations. Mm. But like, to see someone treat me in that way is like, oh, like I am capable of being treated like that too. Mm-hmm. And I think what's hard is like, if you call it like girl boss energy, like I've been so clouded in that, mm-hmm. that like I forget. So it's hard for me to accept things. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a fine line. Yeah. Like, I just like want, and like a lot of ladies and men, you know, but I just want like that showmanship of some sort of like they really like me and they think I'm worth, you know, spending on. Mm-hmm. But the caveat is, I've had some guy friends say that money is not an object for them. So like, let's say like they're interested in someone, mm-hmm. and they're like in the beginning stages of like trying to figure them out. They wouldn't mind dishing a couple hundred just to like get feelers. Mm. But like for me, like as a girl, I'd be like, oh, like, you know, like, oh right. My gosh.
I know. I was just going to say, I was just going to say, like, in that case, because I remember you telling me about that omakase date, but it's like, what if, like, on your end, you're like, oh my God, that was so expensive. But like, this person could have been like financially so well off that this was literally chump change for them. Exactly. Yeah. And for them, it wasn't this grand gesture. It was just literally like, no, girl, like, I have so much money. This is literally, like, nothing for me. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a flex, more so than I want to be a provider. You know what I mean?
It's
like, at the end of the day, it comes down to, like, intent, right?
Right.
And it comes down to action and kind of, like, the meaning behind it.
Exactly.
But it's so hard. Like, there's so many things to read on. Like, for you, at coming out of the date could be like, he's a provider. He's, like, wanting to take care of me. He thinks I'm worthy. But he could have walked away. Not saying this is what happened, but I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, he could have walked away from, like, oh, I really like the girl.
Right.
That was a casual, chill meal, you know, omakase.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, I could do that easy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, like, hard to, like, there's so many things to, like, read between the lines. There's so many, like.
And that's why girls are tired. Girls are exhausted.
No, truly. It's so exhausting. Like, when I think about dating culture right now, that's the first word that comes to mind, is exhausting.
And I'm sorry, like, LA specifically, I feel like guys have way more options. I feel like there's more girls than guys. So it's like a numbers game too, where I feel like they have an upper hand.
I feel like you talked about the word like option paralysis.
Yes.
I wanted you to talk more about that because I feel like we're getting into that topic.
Yes. And I got that word from our mutual friend, so shout out to her. She loves pink. Shout out to you. I would say, yeah, like I feel like guys, in my humble opinion, are less likely to try hard because, like, let's say they thought someone was cute, like, oh, she's a cutie, but like, you know, like there's one thing that they don't like about them, then they're like, whatever, like, I'll find another one next week, you know. And same goes in the club, right? When you're in the club and, you know, guys are there for a specific reason, one reason only. And so, like, when they're talking up with one girl and then they vibe for, like, 5 minutes and then, you know, lose interest, like, there's another one across the room. So it's, like, it's no biggie to them, you know? It's just, like, it's almost like a game, I feel like, you know? And so, whether in real life or on the app, I feel like a lot of those similarities still exist. And it's weird because I remember when I was younger, like in our college days, I was like, never going to meet someone in a club or a bar. I'm like, no, there's no way. Even though I would go for fun, but I'm just like, that's just not the place. But in 2024, I feel like apps are the club because it's like the same thing. Like, I feel like there's no difference now, you know? And yeah, it's just like, you meet so many different people and like, you can vibe, but I realized just a good vibe isn't enough. There's other things that you have to consider, but it's just hard to go through all the layers.
You know? Do you feel like, so do you, would you say like option paralysis is more applicable to guys because like they feel like there's so many like options that they just...
Maybe like specifically I'm thinking about LA, but I don't know about other places in the world, but yeah, I just feel like, maybe I'm just a big believer that I just feel like so many girls, even in my friend group that are single, I'm like, they're so overqualified. Like, I'm so confused why they're single. Like, I just don't get it. Like, huh? Literally. So in that way, I would say so.
It's like, cause it comes down to like a commitment issue then, right? Like guys not wanting to commit because like, oh, I have all these options. Then like, have you ever run into that problem though? Like dating, talking to multiple guys, you'd
be like, it's funny because in the beginning I was very like one person at a time, and then I started to loosen up, so I was like,
because I remember there was multiple a season people. Where I was like, you're like the bachelorette right now, you're talking like, oh my gosh, more than two guys, like
ABC, call me, I still want to go on the show, you know.
Shout out to Jen,
shout out to Jen Tran,
love you.
Asian representation. Yeah, so I think over time I kind of relaxed a bit and started to talk to more people, but then that's also exhausting because I feel like I'm just answering people in my spare time, but like honestly for me, like rather than the talking stage, I'd rather just meet people right away in person and see if we vibe, because I feel like people would like talk to each other for like maybe 3 to 7 days and then like, okay, we vibe, okay,
3 to 7 days,
like depending,
a whole week of just texting.
And then if we vibe, it's like, okay, let's go out for a meal. And then after the meal, if it goes well, you go on date two. If not, it's over. So it's like, you invest so much energy. And I'm like, I'm living life at the same time and doing other things. And this is like just an additive to that equation. But
what are your thoughts on, because I feel like, so that talking stage, right? Like it goes from, I know it goes from the app to eventually
meeting in person
or cell phone, right? Like if you guys give each other your numbers.
Oh yeah, to meet in person.
Yeah, but then it's like some, I've heard of some people like, oh, they want a FaceTime first, or like they want a phone call. Yeah, and then it's like
that was more heavy in COVID time too.
Okay, that's true. Yeah,
yeah,
but it's like, I don't know. What do you think is like a reasonable amount of time to talk, like on text or on the app, before meeting in person? Like, what would you prefer?
3 days.
3 days max.
I used to be like, 5 days, six days. No, 3 days and let's meet in person. And if we're not vibing, you know, I've become more cutthroat in that way.
What if the guy asks to FaceTime you or like give you phone calls or whatever?
Oh, girl, you know I can talk. I love that. Like, because then I can see if I'm being catfished or not.
Oh, that's true.
And also...
I feel like that could be why the guy wants to FaceTime, right?
That too. Yeah. Also... if a guy has a good voice, I'm like, ooh. You know, if it's like deep a little, like they get extra points.
I feel like voice plays a big part because you can see these pictures, but then you're like, oh, like, eh. But then you hear their voice and you're like, oh.
Oh, it's a little deeper. So I personally would like that, but I know a lot of people don't. So it just depends. Shout out to technology.
I know.
Those COVID dates, man, they were rough.
I can't even. Yeah, that was crazy. Like, I remember people were still going on dates during COVID, but it was like FaceTime and then like it's masked like, and dis.
Let me set the scene, okay? I remember like in COVID times, okay?
What did in-person dates look like during COVID, if you even.
Before that, okay? Like, you have to put your makeup on.
For and, FaceTime.
Yeah. And then like check your filters to make sure it looks good.
Oh my God.
And then like greatly like move your like setup so that the lighting is good and it's hitting you in the right way. And you have to sit in a certain fashion. So it's like, you know,
that's head up. So funny.
And then you go on that.
Yeah.
COVID dates were very interesting because nothing was open. So I remember one time, I think I mentioned this, but I ate at the side of the sidewalk once.
Oh.
With our to-go meal. Yeah, because there was no seat. Yeah, so I was like,
everything was to go. And,
yeah.
Oh my God.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
And
then did you have to be like, oh, did you get COVID tested? Like,
yeah.
Like you're going like, to
oh, are you, before I see are you, you. Are you negative? Can you double check?
Yeah. Oh yeah. My God. Like, and then, I live with an immune-compromised person. You have to test negative.
And showing up with masks, which sometimes it's like good because some people have good eyes.
I know. You know? I was going to just say
and
like.
Then, and then they turn, take it off and you're like.
Oh. Oh my God, I can't even
date ends.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, but okay, that at that time, like, let me know your opinion on this, but it was more heavy where people were like, let's grab a quick coffee, right? Because uh-huh. It's easy, quick, and fast
during COVID.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But okay, I hear two sides to this. When I think coffee date, I'm like mixed because I like a space where I can chat with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like casual mm-hmm. enough and like we can get comfortable. And mm-hmm. if we have fun, we can go to part two.
Yeah.
But on the other end, it's like, damn, they only spent $5.
Mm.
Like this is the cheapest date they could do and it's easy for them because they can easily dip. So then.
Interesting.
So then I don't like love that date either.
Okay.
It just depends.
Okay. I personally think I would love a coffee date though.
Yeah.
I think it just like takes the pressure off of both parties. Cause like even for you, like let's say like they picked a super nice restaurant, they planned it out, but then you're just not vibing. Like, wouldn't you feel so like awkward to have to carry on a conversation?
No.
No, you would really?
Girl, have you met me? I love talking.
Okay, that's true. That's you, though. That's you. Okay, that makes sense.
But yeah, I'm an outlier.
I think, like, I would have so much trouble, like, being like, and then I would feel so guilty, like, trying to enjoy myself at this place that they spent so much money on. Like, I get the like, gesture, mm-hmm. but, like, it would put so much pressure on me, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, I mean, I'm a low maintenance, kind of like chill, mm-hmm. casual person. Mm-hmm. So I just would love my first date to be at a coffee shop or somewhere, just mm-hmm. chill and mm-hmm. no frills and just like, mm-hmm. like not have to dress up and kind of like.
Yeah, we're the opposite. I want to dress up all the time.
Okay, that, no, that makes sense. But I personally would.
Yeah, prefer, it's your vibe.
Yeah,
for sure.
The coffee shop date, yeah. The boba date. Like,
no, but I want chill. Coffee plus.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Lunch. Or like, you know, an art. I don't even like art, but like
I just
something.
Think, okay, some if I'm really trying to think about it. If I were to go on a first date at this point in time, I would feel so awkward to eat with a stranger.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I would prefer coffee because you don't, you just, and then like, that's it. But you could just chat. But like to like.
Yeah. I probably don't eat pretty, to be honest.
Exactly.
Literally
like,
had to
be so like self-conscious of like how you look when you're eating mm-hmm. something and like mm-hmm. oh like is there something stuck in my teeth mm-hmm. like you know what I mean like I coffee shop would be perfect chef's kiss for me honestly.
I think like meals like spaghetti no
yeah
noodles crab like spicy crab no
boiling crab
oh,
peeling the
no.
shrimp
no there's a lot of no-nos okay
yeah no for sure okay what are your thoughts on or do you have like a dating rule like a mm-hmm. giving the person 3 dates because I feel like I hear that a lot like oh I have a 3-date rule like no matter how I feel on the first date I need to give him like 2 more dates or whatever
mm-hmm. I actually have 2 and they're kind of similar in that way but yeah I would say I would give 3 dates to see.
Uh-huh.
But you know what's funny? I've only made it past 3 a couple times. It's always been like one and done from multiple. So it's like,
Actually,
but
that's true. Cause you can have your rule, but then a guy can just.
But, my other rule is let's say you're dating someone, like date them for 3 months. Cause there's a 3-month like itch kind of thing where like people's true colors come out because people can't fake it for that long. So if it's not true to them, like you'll start seeing it within that the 3-month period.
Oh, okay.
And if it falls apart, it falls apart because of that. And I actually had that happen to me or after 3 months, it kind of fizzled. So I was like, there's scientific.
Wait, so 3 months as in like date them for 3 months before making it official?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Well, I was like looking for that, but then It was like fast, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it's fast for the right person, but okay. Yeah, like 3 months to kind of feel it out. Uh-huh. And within 3 months, if you don't know, dude, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, so you think 3 months is not a long time to go without a title of just like, yeah, I've been dating this, just like been seeing this person for like 2 months, but you by 2 months, even like you don't feel like, why am I not his girlfriend yet?
Well, or hopefully like, it's like we've talked about it and like it's itching toward that. And okay. Like whatever. But like 3, I would feel like, okay, like I know this person pretty much to a certain degree, like where I feel comfortable.
Okay.
But anyways, after 3, exactly 3, it like,
within those 3 months of dating, what's your expectation of like, you've gone on a date like every week or like,
like,
because that could be a lot of time or
once
a
or twice
time.
A week. Yeah.
Okay.
Once
or twice a week.
I think it was mostly once. Okay. Yeah. But I would like 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I think I'm only focused on career because I have so much time to myself.
Yeah.
But
like,
if I had to space that out with dates, like I will do the most. Yeah. You know me, I'm a night owl. I'll make anything happen.
Yeah.
But for the wrong person, like, oh, I gotta go to sleep. You know me, I was up till 3 a.m. last night.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I can't.
But I would say like those things. And I think another thing is where it was kind of sad is like, let's say you vibe with someone really well.
Mm-hmm.
And they still just like, they're not feeling it. Like I've had a situation where a guy and I vibed really well. He like he said all the great nothings about me, but he was like, oh, but like literally point blank, he was like, but I'm not in, I don't think I can get be in love with you. And I was like, what?
He said that to you? A guy?
Yeah like I don't feel that, like, because he was like, oh, I've had my first love and I know what that feels like, and I don't think this is it. All that.
Wait,
we literally hung out for like 3+ hours
On the first date?
Yes.
Oh, he said that to you on a first date?
Yes. I was like, we had coffee, dessert, and then we had like dinner. And then this was like 3 hours of time.
Okay.
I think.
And but you were feeling it? Like you.
Yeah, I would have gone on another date with him. But okay. It was like in some plaza and we were sitting down on chairs after dinner.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I need to talk.
Yeah.
And then I forget what exactly, but he was like, something, like, you're a great girl, but like, I just think not, like, we can't go any further than this. And I was like, dude, you know, that day I was like, I think I thought I was like in a TV show because I was like, you don't know what you're missing. Like, I literally sat him down and I was like, you don't know what you're missing. And like, I tried to explain to him why he's making the wrong decision. And then after we had that conversation that will probably last to like 45 minutes to an hour, he walked me to my car and then we like departed. But I literally was like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, you don't even know anything about me fully yet. We only had this one date. And yeah, all I remember him saying is like, I've been in love once and this is not it.
Oh my god, you're so ballsy for trying to defend yourself.
Yeah, because I just...
Wow.
Because, like, at that time, I was like...
I would have just been like,
you literally said you had a good time.
Yeah.
And we spent 3 hours. I know timing is not, like... Time is not, like, a big factor for people. Yeah. But, like, for me, I'm like, that's 3 hours. You could have cut that an hour and a half in.
Yeah.
And so, like, to hear that, I was kind of like, what the fuck? I've experienced so many things in my short dating span. I need better dating like experiences because these all suck, the ones I've shared.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So I've been told that before. It wasn't great.
That's
but like
so
cool.
Sad and crazy. But at the same time, here's my thing, and we're gonna get into ghosting because I'm so heated about ghosting.
Okay.
I'm gonna go on
Tell
a
us
rant.
Why.
But I'm curious though, would you at the end of the day, he was assertive and direct.
Yeah, he was direct. I appreciate that. But
okay.
Yeah.
Would you, in hindsight, in that situation, have preferred that he ended the date on like, oh, I really enjoyed my time with you. Kind of like maybe saying like, oh, I love to see you again. And then ghosting you? Or do you still prefer how he just kind of like literally like said, you're not it. Like, super direct to you. Like, that's kind of an ouchie. I feel like it would be so I think I would have cried.
Okay, so I think it depends. Okay, so if I'm feeling them too, and he just goes, I'm like, what the? We just spent so much time together.
Yeah.
So even though it hurts, I would say, like, some explanation.
Yeah.
But if I'm not even feeling him, and, yeah, or just like whatever, I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, ghost me.
Oh my god.
It just depends on the situation.
Yeah. It's so sad that's like an expectation, or that's even like,
yeah, because I thought he was cute at the time. Yeah. No.
Oh my god.
Okay, a lot of the people I thought that were cute back then, I don't think anymore. So I don't know what kind of glasses I had on.
Oh, interesting. Dang. What percentage of dates would you say have ghosted you?
Oh.
Sorry, well, that's a rough question.
Well, the ones that like ghosted me, like, we didn't even make it to the date. I think it's always like we make
not
it
even to the date. Date.
Yeah, we like talk.
Oh,
and then
wow,
like
God.
You know, okay, it kind of fizzles. Okay. But the people that I met, like, we have like talked, and then like it fizzles.
Okay,
so nothing, not a direct ghost. Well, actually, right now, this most recent message where he was like, "Let's meet up on Monday," and I haven't heard from him in like 3 days, so that could be a ghost.
So even before, so on the app you connect, you're talking, and then they'll ghost you.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's happened to a lot of my matches. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm not even hurt because like we didn't really talk much. So, I'm so like, you don't, I have no grounds.
You don't technically consider that ghosting. Or,
I mean, it is, but it's not as hurtful of a ghost as like someone I met and then they like went radio silent. I feel like that's worse.
What percentages of physical dates have ghosted you after that first date? I feel like I'm just putting you out there, like putting your stats out there.
Maybe like two.
What do you mean two? 2%?
Oh, sorry. No, two people.
Two people, yeah, out of
the countful, the handful of dates I had.
Okay.
Everyone was responsive. And then if it kind of fizzled, it like fizzled naturally. Mm-hmm. But kind of fizzles because someone stops responding. So yeah, I think twice.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
One time, one of them, my very, very first, I sent a very long message after your wedding.
After my wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I saw what love was supposed to be like. And I knew this guy was a playa. And I sent him a long Instagram DM being like, thank you for your time. But like, da 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 da. And he gave me a nice response back. Uh-huh. But we know.
Oh, wait. So you were talking to someone, but then.
Yeah. I went on a handful of dates with this person.
But you cut it off after my wedding?
Yeah. Because I was like, this is love. And what I'm doing is not love.
Oh my god.
Even though he had tattoos and everything like that, it's just no. I literally cried at your wedding and I was like, this is not it. This is what I want. I'm like, that's
oh
not
my
it.
God. That's
so
hilarious.
I sent that right like after your wedding.
Okay,
like,
real talk. Have you ever ghosted someone?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. But it's like when you're in the talking stage of like matching, like in the beginning. And then you just like don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Cause it's just like, if you're not feeling it, kind of let it die.
Yeah.
And like, I hate when people ghost me too. So I get it. But like, sometimes it's like mentally exhausting. So
okay.
But when it happens,
say, what's your opinion on ghosting? Because
I think when it happens to you, it sucks.
Yeah.
No matter who it is. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I think you do it like without even noticing. Because it's just like, oh, like they stop responding. Okay, like, but then if your connection isn't even that deep, it's like whatever. It's like doesn't even.
I mean, I just wonder what the difference is with ghosting, like in that stage, right? Of just talking. You haven't gone on a date yet. You're just talking. I kind of wonder then where the line is of like ghosting, and then it or between that or it just like fizzles out. You know what I mean?
Like, I think it's like okay, like time. Like let's say we talked for a week. Mm-hmm. And like you were very responsive, and then all of a sudden, like that's ghosting.
Yeah.
But like, let's say you're like, "Hi," I'm like, "Hey," that's like okay, like thanks.
How's your day? Good.
No,
you good.
Literally, like, it happened to me, and I do the two. But like, if I match with someone, sometimes you don't even send a message.
Yeah,
people just want like what is it called? Like
a booty call?
No. They want like body count of like their matches. Like, oh, look, I have 50. But like they just don't respond. You know what I mean? Body count. I don't know if that's the right word, but like a count of like how many matches they have.
Uh-huh. Just a validation.
Yeah, validation of, like, more than more. Yeah, rather than like talking to them.
Oh,
so people do that too.
That's so icky.
I know.
That gives me the ick.
Well, you don't have to deal with this.
I know.
It's a pool of ick.
Man, okay. Like, my thing with ghosting, so I think it would be ghosting even if it's like you haven't met yet, you're talking, right? And then it's like, oh, let's go get coffee. Okay, when? Mm-hmm. Let me get back to you. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, that would be considered ghosting. Okay. Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, I've never experienced it, obviously, mm-hmm. but like, when it comes to ghosting, I don't know why I get so heated, but like, when you tell me about people who ghost you, or mm-hmm. like other people who tell me about you, like, it like genuinely pisses me off, because mm-hmm. like, I don't think there's any reason to ghost someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, like, just be like, wouldn't you, and I feel like any other girl, like, in this context, like, would mind just being like, direct, even though it hurts.
Like, hey, not feeling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, not feeling it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
But similarly, when they are like, hey, like that too?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You want to respond to that
too? Okay. No, I think like when it fizzles out, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But then when it's like you're actively talking about like, oh, like, mm-hmm, okay, let's get coffee. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I feel like that happens so much. I've heard of that so many times from mm-hmm. other people, like my friends, my mm-hmm. people I know, of like, yeah, like he literally asked me for coffee. And then mm-hmm. like I told him like, okay, like let's go. And then.
Yeah, I don't get that.
And then they don't respond. And then like I get so
why did you message in the first place?
Yeah. And then people will be like, oh, maybe he like found out about, I'm like, no, there's no reason yeah. to justify like why that happened. Like I just, my mind cannot like.
Exactly. Like, I just like, why even spend the energy then?
Exactly.
Like, what was the point of that message?
Here's my thing. If you don't have the balls to end it, don't start it.
Ooh,
like
put that on a shirt.
Like, I don't care if you are Mr. Popular from your high school. I don't care if you were the praise leader of your church. Like, I don't care who you are. Like, if you ghost someone, you're on my list. Ooh. Like, if you ghost my friends, if you ghost my...
You're on the wanted list.
You're on my list. I don't care who you are. Like, I just don't think there's any excuse or reason to do that mm-hmm. as a decent person.
What's the worst ghosting story you've heard?
I mean honestly, there's not too many that are like that terrible, but it just like really pisses me off, like when someone's like literally telling me like, yeah, he literally said let's go get coffee, and I'm like, okay, cool, like I'm free next week, like
yeah,
and then they're like cool, and then they never get back to you.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what was the reason? Like, why did that happen? Like, why did you freak out? And the or sometimes it's like, oh yeah, I'm just so busy right now. Why were you on the app then? Like,
oh my God.
Or like, okay. Ghosting or stupid excuses.
Okay, that's like one of my pet peeves too, where they're like, I just oh, sorry. Yeah, I just like not ready to date right now. Yeah. I'm like,
what? You physically open the app.
You mad?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're not ready to date?
Like, I don't understand it. Like, unless you're in a freaking K-drama mm-hmm. and you got hit by a car and you're mm-hmm. in a coma or you lost your memory. Like, I don't see a reason why you should ghost somebody. That's just me. I don't know. Like, I don't
Praise
know. I just
be.
Feel like it's indecency.
Let's remove
like,
ghosting.
It's really, I get it's hard. Like, I haven't been in this situation.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like it's not that hard to just be like, I'm so sorry. Like, even after first date, like, mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so glad you gave me your time. I mm-hmm. had fun on this date, but yeah. I just don't see it going anywhere.
Yeah, those hurt. But I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't you rather hear that than yeah. being left to wonder or just literally being like,
I mean,
dumped, ghosted?
Like, my top is, she's awesome. But if I have to deal with that, then yes. while you're talking, actually, yeah. I just thought of a rule that I have, my personal rule.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get a guy's number, like, I have to at least have gone on 3 to 4 dates with them before I change their name.
Oh, whoa, what does that mean?
Yeah, I just keep it as a number. until then.
Interesting.
Yeah, I realize I do that. Yeah, because it's like not real to me until we've gone on a couple and like, oh, like, this is someone like that's consistently, you know. Yeah. So that's something I do.
Oh,
yeah. So you're not, let's say, Matt.
Yeah,
1714259967.
Oh wow, that's interesting. I never heard about that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Man. You don't get on the first message, no.
You're like, who's this again?
Like, no, I literally had to see that one time. I was like, hey, yeah, what was it? Where are we going?
But then what do you do if you're talking to, like, has this ever happened where you're talking to, like, more than one person at a time and they have their just numbers and then you actually are like, wait.
Yeah, I mix it up one time. So you have to cross-reference your messages in the app with, like, the phone number. Like, see what you're talking about. And then, oh, okay. This is David. Okay, that's Robert, you know? So yeah, it's a lot of like detective work.
Yes. The last thing I want to ask you is, what are your thoughts on playing hard to get?
Oh, wait, as the girl or the guy?
I guess both. I guess first as the girl, like, do you think that's something you still kind of try to do or like?
Well, I think I fail at that because everyone says I'm easy to read, which I'm like so mad about. So erg. But if I could, I would. Yeah. But I think from what I hear, most guys, not all, like love a little chase. So they love like.
Oh, you
like,
think
oh,
so?
Oh, she's that like a little hard.
Have
you know?
Your guy friends told you that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They like a little challenge, you know? And I try to be a challenge in some ways, but it's just not coming across. But I think as the girl, though, like for me, like, I just don't like the game aspect. Like, why can't I just be honest?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, when I'm on the other end of it.
Yeah.
I get bored.
Oh,
I get bored really easily if they're like, yeah, like you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, if a guy is like way too upfront.
Yeah. Because then I'm like, I don't know what happens to me too, but I'm like,
oh, interesting.
Oh, okay. Like, it's not as exciting.
So you kind of like some mystery too.
Or yeah. Like, I like a little bit of mystery, but not like completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know how the psyche works.
Like, have you ever like, had genuine interest in a guy, but then he started becoming way too like, I really like you. I want to see you again. And then you're like, oh, like it can't give you the ick or like.
I can't give you any specific example, but for sure, like I've had an ick before. And like once I get the ick, it just doesn't change. And that's tough. Yeah.
Okay.
I may have given the ick to people and that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, wait, I thought that was my last question, but I wanted to briefly touch on like, and it's hard for me to speak on it because I don't really know, but like maybe differences in LA and OC dating culture.
From my point of view, okay, yeah. My guess. Yeah. And you can tell me your guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So in OC, I feel like a lot of people get married really quickly.
In Orange County.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I feel like the culture here, it's like in a blink of an eye, right? Uh-huh. So I feel like in the dating culture here, it's like very chill, relaxed, and simple. Like, I think OC people, they like, yeah, let's grab coffee. Let's go on a hike, you know, like very casual, right? Yeah. But I feel like in LA, it's like, I don't know. It's just like, dinner and drinks is like common.
Yeah.
And like.
It is common.
Like that's kind of what I prefer most times too. Yeah. Cause like, I don't know. Like you share a meal with people and that's how you connect. And like I said about the coffee thing, people are mixed. Getting coffee on the first date.
Yeah.
Like I think girls in general like things to be planned. But maybe like in OC, it's like they're okay with simpler activities. But like, I don't know. I would be like, okay, we're doing dinner. We're doing drinks, like movie. Like, you know, if vibes are right. And this is like around date 3 or 4.
Is that what you kind of see along with like your friends in LA? Like that's kind of the common thread?
I think it just depends on the personality. But like I know for me, again, I lose my attention span. Like my attention span is like so short.
Yeah.
And I just need someone who's like stimulates that.
Yeah.
like can be fun, can be fluid.
Yeah.
It's intellectual. Mm. But yeah, I feel like the differences in LA and OC is very subtle and both are great, but it's just like, I think maybe OC moves at a slower pace, like in general, like the movements of everything.
Yeah.
So like the things that they want to do is just more laid back.
Yeah.
But I feel like in LA, it's just like, all right, what are we doing now? Okay. You know, like, okay, drinks, let's keep it going. Yeah. Like we want to move things along. Yeah. You know? That's my point of view.
I hope no one takes offense to you saying OC moves at a slow pace, because I agree with it. I'm an OC girly, and it's just like,
and so was I. I was an OC girly too. Yeah. Don't mean offense by it. It's just like chill, like lax. That's what I mean.
Yeah. I just find it funny because I do see that in Orange County. It's like, I feel like it's a very OC Korean Christian bubble thing where we get married. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like living testament of that. People just getting married and engaged really young, I guess you would say. Like, I think probably your LA crowd would find it funny that people are commonly, frequently getting engaged, like 24, 25, 26, and getting married before they're 30.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to my OC friends who are still single in their 30s who are like, girl, what? I'm still single. I'm so sorry. But like, I just do think that that's so much more common to see in Orange County than in LA or even just anywhere, kind of like the East Coast or anything. You know what I mean?
And it just perpetuates like, oh, I'm late. Like, oh, I gotta hurry, you know? Yeah. And like, even if you don't even believe in that, if you're surrounded by that, I think you start to believe it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like for me, like, because I have so many single friends still in LA, like, I don't feel that pressure. The pressure still is there, but I feel like if I still lived here, it would be exacerbated.
Mm. Yeah.
Or even exaggerated. Like, much.
Man, what are like some final thoughts you have or final like things you want to say about dating culture to the girlies out there, or like, you know,
this is a long-winded ending statement, but I honestly miss natural conversation outside of digital, like space outside of the digital space. Like, I think like we've like these apps have, although great, like a lot of people have met their matches and like significant others, but it's become a crux too, like, because it's become something that people are dependent on. And then like when we meet people like organically, it's like, what do you say? You know, it's like, what happened to that beauty? Like, I miss like, okay, like a friend of a friend set you up naturally, like a blind date in that fashion instead of like, oh, like we met on that. Like, I think a lot of the cute stories are missing. Like I don't want to be like, we met on an app. I want to be like, oh, he like at a coffee shop, you know, we were talking and we vibed, or like at school, I saw him from across the dance floor at prom, you know, like where are those? Yeah, I miss that. They miss that.
And stuff.
I miss that a lot. I want to go back.
Man, yeah. Well, hoping for an incredible love story for you.
TBD.
And hopefully
cheers.
One day we'll be talking about a really fun, cute story.
Marriage to come.
Yeah. We'll see.
Cheers.
All right. Cheers. One last ASMR moment. All right. Till next time. Bye.